I call this prepaving, the quick shot. Now, prepaving isn't for cruises and castles and custom cars. Prepaving is used more for intangibles, for creating a desired environment or atmosphere in order that a particular event or happening can come about. It's more, this is the way I want it to happen, energy, that you flow to a stream of daily happenings and decisions like, I intend to get my report finished with ease and on time. I intend to enjoy the day. I intend for my lunch meeting to be successful for both sides and enjoyable. I intend that the animosity between us be resolved. And soon, this is prepaving, sending out your vibrational intents ahead of you, okay, with feeling to arrange your day and circumstances as you desire them to be. Prepaving is sort of like writing a new script, only it's not so involved. It's a quick shot. So spend some time seeing and feeling the way you want the meeting to go or the contract to be signed. Seeing and feeling a series of quick shots throughout the day. A friend of mine did some prepaving with a court case he was facing where he knew he was sure to lose. So instead of seeing himself winning, which he couldn't imagine, frankly, with good reason, he saw and felt everybody coming up winners, shaking hands, patting each other on the back. And sure enough, the case was settled to everybody's satisfaction a few days before going to court. You got a desk piled high with work? Are you on overload with details? All right. Prepave the day to go with ease before you get there. Feel yourself breezing through your work. Prepaving is simply sending your energy ahead of you, programmed with the frequency of your desire. Sometimes you send it to a specific place. Sometimes you kind of spray it around. Other times you send it to a person. Just tell the universe what you want. Flow a batch of pure positive buzzing to it. Feel what it would be like to have it come about, then know it's going to happen. That's prepaving. What about using the universe as a sales manager? Okay, let's say business is slow and you want to generate more profits. Here's a suggestion. Get some group energy going to square itself. What you're going for here is group magnetics. The focused energy of any group squares itself in strength, whether positive or negative energy, so you could be talking some incredible dynamics here. If you have only two people with their energy focused on one goal, that energy squares itself by two, so it becomes equivalent to four, and so on. Contrary to the widespread belief held since the Industrial Revolution, generating more dollars above the line is not about hiring more sales staff to whack out the sales. It's about getting the staff you have into the habit of expectation by mentally and emotionally writing new corporate scripts. If you can get everyone in your group feeling the excitement of a contract being awarded, feeling pride for the guy who got it signed, feeling a considerable new crowd of customers coming into the store, feeling and seeing the success happening while feeling the value of their own contributions to that success, the exponential force of this type of magnetics is colossal. It will change forever the way you do business. Whether they know it or not, that's the way every corporation becomes successful. Just remember, it's not about money, it's how you're flowing your energy. The money will come when you stop looking at how much of it you don't have. You can't look at not enough money and feel anything but negative emotion, which disallows the flow. So find more ways to open your valve. Believe me, instruction books always accompany inspiration, so forget the how-tos. They'll appear. And emotionally spend the money you want again and again and again to give the energy outlets, to give the money outlets into which to flow. The energy of money needs outlets. No outlets, no money. And then, make a habit of emotionally spending. Observe all sorts of things while you're driving around and start saying, oh, I'd like that. Ooh, Ooh, I'd like that too. Wow, look at that. That's for me. Now you've got want momentum going and will find yourself being pulled into circumstances that will either bring the most intense of those desires into your reality, or else, at the very least, it will create openings to allow others to kind of pop in. And then open to receive. Put those signs all over your house. Open to receive. Place your intent that you are going to lower your resistance to shoulds and shouldn'ts, and that you're going to learn how to receive. Make it a want. I want to learn to receive. Next, don't take score too soon. You can't write a script today and say, where is it tomorrow? And then watch your excuses. You'll never pull in the bucks with valve-closing excuses such as not enough education, they only hire from the inside, inept staff, bad timing, and so on. Even if you've got all the so-called proper things going for you, like education and training and positioning, none of that will count for squat if you let excuses get in your way. If you've got a bunch of negative people in your life right now who are strongly into lack, that's a pretty fair indication of what station you're still tuned into. You might want to take stock. And then you want to measure the amount of negativity in your life. Check the amount of dollars you have coming in. For those of us who have had to struggle with money most of our lives, considerable negativity going out means not many dollars coming in. For us, where money is our thing, dollars come or stay away in direct proportion to the negative energy we are or are not vibrating. And finally, always remember that what has been has nothing whatsoever to do with what can be. If you've had a tough time all your life, you have the tools now to turn that around. If you've not had the sales you'd like to have had, the salary, the recognition, the success, the peace, the happiness, for the overall prosperity you'd like, that's all readily changeable. How fast? You have only to start flowing differently on a fairly regular basis, and the new world will follow as surely as night follows day. It must. It is cosmic law, the physics of the universe.